News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Bashing the church is all part of our new progressive and modern Ireland image. That's according to broadcaster and columnist Wendy Grace, who says it's now become popular to be critical of the church. Wendy Grace joins us now. Wendy, why do you're essentially saying Ireland is a cold place for the Catholic Church. What's your evidence of that?
Well, I suppose my own experience, and all you have to do is look at the current narrative surrounding the World Meeting of Families and Pope Francis' visit. Like, this is a hugely positive occasion. It's a historic occasion. It's something that so many people across the country are really excited about. When you consider that, for example, the Pastoral Congress, which precedes the Pope visit, the tickets for that sold out faster than any other country that has held a world meeting of families. The organisers, I know, months and months ago, thought, I don't know, will 500,000 people want to come to see the Pope? Again, tickets for that were snapped up quickly. People are really interested in this event. It's a positive thing. Yet most of what we're hearing is stories around this event or the papal visit framed in a negative light. I've seen very little kind of positive stuff now. My experience has been really, really different. For example, I spent 2 weeks ago, a full week, interviewing lots of different married couples from different ages and stages, just sharing with me how their faith has had a positive impact on their family and their marriage. So these are just some of the things that would be great to hear talked about, and hopefully people will start seeing that when the actual event starts itself.
Okay, I suppose the counter-argument to this would be the church effectively dominated Irish society for the whole of the 20th century. A lot of negative impacts on that. And also, I mean, some of the stories that the Catholic Church have been involved in the last 30 years have been hugely, hugely serious, hugely negative, have damaged an awful lot of lives.
Yeah, and I mean, for me, I suppose my experience has been coming back to my faith only about 10 years ago. And when I learn about some of the stories from the church's past, from our dark history in many ways, of course, that makes me very sad. But again, for me, I'm thinking, how did not only the church, but Irish society at large, the state, my grandparents' generation, how did they allow for some of those things to happen? And sadly, many of those things in society today, when we look at, for example, reports from TUSLA, recent reports show that some of those same things are still happening. Children who are being abused and are taken out of their homes are being put back into their homes. We are making the same mistakes again. Why? Because human beings are broken and we do sometimes really, really nasty things. However, what I think is positive is that now we have an Ireland where, for somebody like me, for my generation, I go to Mass, I practice my faith because I want to, not because it's the cultural norm, because it makes my life better. It helps me in my family life. It's helped me in my marriage. I have lots of great friends through my faith. So I think that's a really positive thing.
If you're at a dinner party and you say, yeah, I have a very strong faith, I'm going to Mass in the morning, do you get funny looks from people?
I think people are kind of used to me at this stage, but yes, I've often been in that situation where whatever look, there isn't a kind of week or month that goes by where there isn't a kind of hot topic topic connected to the church. So when you're the kind of Catholic in the room, the spotlight goes on you. But often what I found, and with my own experience too, so many of the issues that, you know, we see reports on in the media, I would have said a lot of those things, and that's why I kind of understand a lot of the negativity, because for me, that was one of the things that kind of led me back to the church was, well, why are they teaching what they teach? And I think one of the biggest challenges for the church today, it's not about changing its teachings, it's about explaining why the church teaches what it teaches better. And, you know, it's been kind of often said that many people hate the church for what they think she teaches rather than what she actually stands for, you know?
Because people see the church as kind of, you know, meddling in their lives, still interfering in their lives. What do you say to that?
I think on the one hand, we see that people are kind of arguing that Ireland is a very different place, et cetera, et cetera. And that's what I mean when you think about the fact that I think about 1 million people go to Mass on a regular basis. So quite a lot of people. But look, at the end of the day, when we think about Pope Francis, here is a man that has captivated the attention of people of all faiths and none across the world. Why? I think because he speaks the truth, because he's often talking about justice, about protecting the planet, about holding those in power to account. And people are interested in what he has to say. Ultimately, I believe one of the reasons Pope Francis is so popular is because people do have a desire to want to connect to something.
Undoubtedly. We do also have reports today on the news of a senior Catholic Church figure protecting someone who was guilty of child abuse. I mean, those legacy issues have not been fully dealt with.
No, they haven't. And I think understandably for me and for many other people, those wounds inflicted by people in the past make it very hard for some people to journey back to faith. But I think Pope Francis is someone who is communicating in new ways old wisdom of the Catholic faith, and he has become a bridge for many who
okay.
want to come back.
In summary, are you effectively saying we've gone from one crazy extreme to the other in this country?
I think the pendulum has really swung, yeah, in from one direction to another. And at the end of the day, what do we have to ask? I mean, you were just talking there about the best cities in the world. How is Ireland doing at the moment? There was a report last week talking about young children, children under 12, self-harming, increase in anxiety. You've got one of the highest gambling rates in the world, one of the highest rates of binge drinking. What is going on in Irish society? Are we really happy? Have we lost sight of what really matters? Many people are going to be listening to your programme this morning, dropping kids off at 7 in the morning, picking them up at 7 in the evening, exhausted. And all they want to do is spend time with their family. So I think we're going in the wrong direction. And what do people ultimately want? They want to be happy. They want to love and to be loved. And the world meaning of families is, it's really just an earnest attempt. Remember, it's families from all over the world coming to Ireland saying, you know what, faith has a positive impact on my life. And I think that's really the main message.
Okay, fair enough.
People pick up on that.